Take your Bibles, please, and let's turn to Daniel chapter 12. We're just going to take just a few moments this evening to look at an angel's question. I'm just intrigued by this whole account that's given to us in Daniel chapter 12 of this angel who speaks up, and Jesus Christ, who is pictured as hovering over the river, answers the angel's question as to how long the terrible, horrible things that were happening to Israel because of her foolishness and her rebellion and her stubbornness. And the Lord answers the angel's question. I think it's the only time in the Bible that an angel asks a question and Jesus responds with the answer, and we're allowed to be an audience in that. Look, let's begin reading at verse 1 of Daniel 12, and we're going to get into this a little bit further in the few minutes that we have. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation even to this same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Does that sound like today? Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge is increased. Certainly sounds like a description of our hour. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on the side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? All right, so he asked the same question that the angel asked. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Father, I pray that you'd open our hearts to these words. Lord, help us to be attentive and help us to grow tonight in the knowledge that was shared with those angels that day. And we're allowed to witness it and to hear these words again tonight, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. It's interesting to me the twofold response that Jesus gave to the angel that asked the question. Whenever we read that in verse 6, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? Now, first of all, I don't know about you, but I ask questions when I read the Bible. What motivated this angel to speak up at that moment in time to Jesus Christ? He is the one that's in linen here. He's over the river. He speaks up and he said, how long shall these wonders be? This angel asked the question, how long are these things going to be? And the word wonders there is an interesting word in the Hebrew language. It's the idea or a description of something that is so horrible. It's so awful that you feel like you need to speak up and say something or try to intervene somehow in behalf. You understand what I'm saying? Have you ever felt motivated in a situation where you felt like you just needed to get up and go stop whatever was happening? Or to speak up and say, oh, wait a minute, stop that. You ever felt that way? It almost seems as the angel says, these things that have happened here to Israel, how long, Lord, will they go on? It's so bad. It's so horrible. No one likes to see anyone suffer. No one likes to see an animal suffer. No one wants to see another human being suffer. You think about those believers in Myanmar tonight, or early morning, they're suffering. I'm going to be dealing a little bit with that on Sunday as we continue our series in the book of Philippians, because I think we need to understand what it means to count all things but loss. I think there's some misunderstandings about that, and I hope that I can communicate from God's Word some of the understandings that we need to grasp about what that means, to count all things but loss. That means everything. And here this angel looks at the horrible suffering of the children of Israel, and he says, "How long?" And Jesus answers him. Here's a created being, an angel, that before this time in the Bible, we never hear an angel speaking up and asking Jesus anything as far as what's recorded for us. And if I've missed something, I've gone through and tried to find where an angel asked a question of Jesus and Jesus responded to it. But that's what happened here. And Jesus tells him the time frame of how long it's going to last. 3.5 years. 3.5 years. We're almost done here. But 3.5 years. Well, we know what that is. That's the latter half of the 7-year tribulation period, the time of Jacob's trouble. It's going to last 3.5 years. And then he adds something, a second element that I think we just need to grab a hold of. We know how long the tribulation period is. We've all grown up learning about the 7-year tribulation, first half, second half. But what is the purpose of all of that? Notice what he says here. A time, times and a half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. What is he saying there? To scatter the power of the holy people. And this is where you have to get out your Bible dictionary. Here's where you got to start digging into what the word is being used. Do you realize the word that's translated power there is translated literally 100 times throughout the Bible as hand? Till I scatter the hand of the holy people. What is he saying there? I said, "Lord, I don't understand this whole idea." And then I found out that it's also translated strong hand in other places. Do you remember when Jacob wrestled with the angel? You remember that? The Bible describes it in Genesis chapter 32 of Jacob wrestling with this angel. He finds out later who's he wrestling with. He's wrestling with the pre-incarnate Christ there, pictured there, this Christophany or whatever, and he's wrestling with him, and he continued to wrestle, and they wrestled all night. And the early morning came, and the man, we're told, the angel said, "Stop, for the morning is almost here." And he said, "I will not until thou give me a blessing." And then what does the angel of the Lord do? He touches his hip, and immediately is out of joint, and the wrestling match is over. What's the purpose of that? All he had to do, all that angel of the Lord himself, all he had to do was touch him, and the battle went over. There's a struggle here. The strong hand of Jacob against the strong hand of God. Jacob is the father of whom? Israel. His name was changed. He got a blessing. The Lord blessed him. He got what he desired. And his name was changed after that event to Israel. Israel. Right? The people of God. He got a new name out of that. My point is this. Israel has been in a long wrestling match with God. And it's mostly out of pure selfishness. And Israel has been on the losing end all along. But until she looks at her Lord, as we're told in the Scripture, the one whom they have what? Pierced. How do you pierce somebody? You take your hands and you drive a nail into them. That's how you do it. You see the battle, the struggle here? until I scatter the strong hand of my people, then these things shall be finished. Whenever Israel lays down her hands, puts her hands down from fighting against God, and God says, all right, you can come to me. Now, I want to tell you something. There's a personal application here that I don't want us to miss. There are people, even right in this room right here, that may be wrestling with God. God's been calling you. God's been crying out to you, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And you say, I don't want it. I want nothing to do with it. I don't want your salvation. I'm perfectly fine like I am. When's it going to stop? When are you going to stop wrestling with God and let Almighty God take over and let Him carry you in His strong hand? Amen? Isn't it interesting how we're pictured as believers in John chapter 10? That we are in the Father's, say it, hand, and we're covered by the Lord's hand. Whose hands? God the Father, God the Son. That's the picture that's given to us as believers. And yet we fight and we struggle and we want nothing to do with that. Oh, how we need to understand that what this angel was getting at in his point, and why the Lord answered his question. And then had it recorded so you and I might know it. How long will this go on, Lord? And Daniel said, how long will it go on? When will these wonders end? I don't understand, Daniel. The book is sealed up. 3.5 years. And when my people have the power, their strong hand, when they have it, notice the word, scattered, broken to pieces, and they stop fighting against me, then these things will come to an end. Oh, my heart goes out to anyone here tonight that's fighting against the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, the trumpet's going to sound soon. How many of you believe that that's going to be the case? I believe it. I sense it. That Jesus Christ is coming back soon. And some are playing with their eternal soul. Fighting against God. Why have you got me here at Santa Rosa Christian School? Why have you got me here at Grace Bible Church? I don't want to be here. I want to be somewhere else. Put your hands down. Stop fighting against Almighty God. He loved you so much that He sent His only begotten Son, who extended His arms and hung on a cross so that you and I can have forgiveness of sin. I dare say any of us have had that kind of love. Do I hear an amen? I dare say any of us. Who knows? Who knows how much time any of us have? Don't assume you have another minute. Get right with God. Stop fighting Him. Put your hands down. And let Him just bring you into His embrace and change your heart and make you into something that'll be more wonderful than you could ever imagine. That's what He wants. That's what He sent His Son to accomplish. Don't fight against the Lord Jesus. Father in heaven, we thank You for Your word. Lord, we look at this description of this account of two angels, one on either side of the river, and the Lord Jesus hovering over that river, and one of the angels crying out to Thee, oh Lord, how long will these wonders be? These indescribable, horrible events, how long will they be? And You gave him a time, and You also told him what else had to be accomplished. And that was a crushing and a scattering of the strong hand that stood against Thee. Lord, there are some that have been fighting against Jesus for a long time. Oh, how they need to put their hands down and say, Lord, save me. Save me. Transform me. Make me, with Your grace, what I need to be. changed from a sinner into a saint by your work. Lord, until that happens, the fight and the struggle will go on, and the judgment will play out over time, and what a judgment it will be. Father, work in hearts. I don't know why you laid this passage on my heart, but I pray that it would do a work through thy power and thy strength and thy grace, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and good night.